In LA is one of the only cities in the world where to have a dog and be a renter is a tough thing.
But not in downtown LA anymore. Hal Bastions, the senior VP and director of economic development for the Downtown Center Business Improvement District, he tells me that there were only about 18,000 people living in the area back in 1999. Dogs, he says, changed the world.
When we started leasing loft-style apartments in the early part of the 2000s, one of the ways that we encouraged people to live downtown was to be dog-friendly. And we had epoxy-sealed concrete floors on these old office buildings that we had converted into lofts, and we decided to reach out to people that had dogs.
Still a popular trend, just ask Alex, a model and actress who just moved here recently. The reason she picked downtown?
Because they allowed, my apartment building allowed dogs.
That's
because
the real reason?
Yeah, they didn't have any restrictions. My apartment building had no pet rent, no pet deposit, and no breed or weight restrictions.
I'm in.
Yep.
Found an old dog and it seems to like me. Seems to like me.
Alex says that it's not always easy to take care of her dog's needs.
This is Indy. He is from South Carolina. I just moved here a couple months ago. So living downtown, there's definitely not as much space here that he's used to.
What is he?
He's a puggle. He's half pug, half beagle.
I found Alex and Indy strolling through Pershing Square, which does have a sliver of compact dirt designated dog care area.
It can be rough just because there's not a whole lot of places to take them. Thankfully, I live just across the street from Pershing Square, so I can bring him here. But they're not really allowed over on the grass very much. Like, the security guards will yell at you.
The guards also shoot a promotional band off a portion of the square as it was trying to trumpet a new season for an HBO comedy. Anyway, there is some hope for people like Alex.
So you'd love to see a little more open space.
Absolutely.
Hal Bastion, who championed the dog-friendly idea for downtown, helps spur a new project for a park in the concrete jungle that he says will likely be followed by even more.
That's a growing pain, because what has happened here is we don't have a lot of green space in downtown, although we do have a new park. It's a little less than an acre that's about to go under construction on Spring Street. A lot of people didn't think this residential thing would ever work in downtown, and it has. So it takes time to ramp up. The people come first, and the amenities follow.